Good morning. On Monday, November 23rd, 2009, this is Brian Madden. Today, we're going to look at VDI, and we're going to look at whether today's VDI is just about those persistent one-to-one non-shared disk images. In other words, is anyone doing the many-to-one non-persistent new image every day model, or is everyone giving each user their own personal image? This is a topic that the user called App Detective on BrianMadden.com has been talking about in just about every one of his 243 comments that he's posted to our site. Essentially, he's saying that today VDI is limited to these persistent or the one-to-one disk images. So this, by the way, is where each user has his or her own image. And those changes are saved from session to session. So even though it's VDI, the user logs in, logs out, logs in, logs out. They have their own personal image that they own. This actually contrasts with what most of the big vendors are pushing, which is the shared or the non-persistent model. And in that model, the changes are not retained when a user logs off. So each time the user logs on, they get a brand new clean image from a master template. So several readers of BrianMadden.com have actually asked for a full-fledged analysis and discussion of this topic. So here it is. So I figure the first thing we should do is look at some background information. I mean, how did we get here? You know, in the early days of VDI, actually everything was done with these persistent one-to-one images. And frankly, that's because it's really easy. You know, you can practically P2V your existing desktop computers to create the images for the VMs in your data centers that are going to drive the VDI environment. So essentially, if you do this, you get the benefits of server-based computing, which is management, access, performance, and security, for not a lot of work, right? Just take everything you have the old way and do it in the data center, like the old way. Nice. The problem, of course, is that data center storage is orders of magnitude more expensive than the old-fashioned local desktops. Now, this is not to suggest that VDI with these one-to-one images is never useful. It's just that it would cost a lot. So its use is limited to the folks who truly need this kind of VDI for one of the other advantages. Now, over time, you know, various techniques for reducing the overall storage of VDI have been created, the two most prominent being thin provisioning and data deduplication. And, you know, along those lines, let's look at both thin provisioning and data deduplication and kind of, you know, look at, I guess, what they are and specifically how they're different from each other. Thin provisioning is the concept that a single master disk image is used as sort of the starting point for additional derivative images. So with thin provisioning, many VMs essentially share a single master image by mounting it in a read-only way. Each VM's writes are then written to its own additional disk image file, which is often called the delta image because it contains only the changes that that particular VM made from the master image. So when that VM boots up, a disk image that it sees is actually a combination of two physical files, the read-only master and the individual delta file. So there's actually quite a few advantages to thin provisioning. I mean, first and foremost is the actual thin provisioning process happens very fast, since creating an additional instance of the image is essentially nothing more than telling a new VM to mount the old, you know, master image and just to save its changes into a new image. But thin provisioning is also a great space saver, a hard drive space saver, since literally thousands of VMs can share the same master image with their own small delta files. The challenge, though, is these sort of small delta files, if left unchecked, can grow into large delta files. I mean, think about it. Imagine what your laptop looked like on day zero, maybe 20 gigabytes consumed. And now you potentially have 200 or whatever gigabytes consumed, meaning if your image had been thin provisioned, your delta file would be somewhere north of 180 gigabytes. Now think about that times as many VDI users as you have, and you've got a lot of storage space. So after some period of time, maybe even after a few weeks or a month, These Delta files are taking up so much space in your SAN that it probably almost doesn't even matter that they were thin provisioned in the first place. Now, this is where the concept of data deduplication comes in. Data deduplication, or people just call it dedupe, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's the concept of removing duplicate sections of data from a physical disk system. So today, just about every SAN vendor offers some kind of dedupe capability, as actually do several software vendors that offer solutions that work, you know, no matter what kind of hardware or SAN you have. So the thing is, most dedupe solutions are out-of-band processes, which means that the data is actually written to the physical disk, and then some process runs, maybe each night, that scans everything and looks for duplicate chunks of data. When these dupes are found, the file table is updated and the dupes are removed, essentially freeing up the space for more data. So as you can see, even though thin provisioning and data deduplication can both help shrink the overall footprint of your data, the two concepts are actually quite different. So what does this, all this have to do with VDI? You know, as I wrote in the beginning of this article, you know, the big VDI vendors are talking about the concept of many users sharing a single disk image. But in their case, they're talking about this non-persistent disk image. That is that each time the user logs on, they get a full brand new, you know, copy of that read-only master image. And that their Delta files are not saved when they logged off. If you think about this in the sort of along the ways of a physical PC, this would be like, you know, re-imaging the PC every time it was booted. Well, what's interesting here is that thin provisioning does not, or I should say, it's not the thin provisioning that enables this image to be non-persistent, because as I just mentioned, you know, we certainly can use thin provisioning and choose to save those Delta files every single night. It's just that if you want to allow all of your users to share the same image, then you would use the thin provisioning technology to make that happen. Now, all of this, if you think about this whole, you know, everyone sharing the same image, right? Non-persistent images. So it's refreshed every single night. In a context of VDI, this is fine for your simpler kind of like task-based workers. Because these users probably all have the same applications, and you know, any customizations they have are simple customizations that could be captured in the user's roaming profile. Actually, in this sense, VDI, you know, these shared images are really nothing more than a terminal server image that's shared by all users of that terminal server. So, like I said, this whole, you know, sharing image is fine for your simpler task-based workers, but when it comes to real users or knowledge workers or whatever they're called now, you know, this whole shared image thing is actually pretty difficult. Now, the specifics, I guess, are beyond the scope of this article because this is what we've been writing about for the past few years. But a few quick points on this, you know, a few quick points on the difficulty of having real users share images is, I mean, first of all, how are you delivering applications into that image? Are you installing the applications into the root? Are you using an application virtualization tool to deliver them on demand? If you're doing that, then how are you handling applications that are not compatible with your application virtualization tool? How about user settings and user personality? You know, all of this changes that a user can make to a system that is not captured in their roaming profile, how are you saving and persisting all that? And frankly, how are you handling user-installed applications? So, you know, where that leaves us today is, you know, the point that App Detective, and I guess a lot of other people have been trying to make, is the whole, you know, one image for all users or shared image or whatever you want to call it, you know, while this is great, it's just not real today. There's just too many complexities and unknowns to do this at a large scale. So until this shared image thing is real, the only way to do VDI for hardcore users is to give each one his or her own personal disk image. Now, again, we're just talking about for the hardcore workers, right? So maybe for task workers, you know, let them use the sharing method. So this is what we're going to talk about today, you know. I guess the questions I have for discussion are, number one, will we ever get to the point where this whole shared image layering thing is ever going to work for for hardcore knowledge workers. I'm curious also about your own VDI deployments. Are you doing them with shared images or with personal images? Is anyone out there actually doing hardcore workers with shared images today? Because that would be something I think that's everyone wants to know. And finally, you know, since I'm in sort of an old school terminal server guy, I just want to make sure to point out one final time that if VDI image sharing is only useful today for task workers, then why aren't people just using terminal server? Let's discuss all this today.